Good afternoon, everybody. This is Robin Ayoub from the Localization Fireside Chat, coming to you live from ALC Summit in Montreal. And today we're doing a few interviews at the ALC, trying to introduce a few new faces to the Localization Fireside channel. And I have with me Rudis. And Rudis, would you mind introducing yourself to the audience?
Of course. So nice meeting you, Robin, again. My name is Rudis Marroquin. I'm from One World Global Services. I'm the CEO of One World Global Services.
Nice to meet you. And where are you located?
We have two offices, California and Salvador.
It must have been a long flight for you coming to Montreal.
And I did it from Salvador. Yes.
you did it from Salvador.
Salvador, Panama.
How long it took you to get to Montreal?
It was 2 hours and a half to Panama and 7 hours to Montreal.
God bless you, man. Yeah. I tell you, you must really like to be at ALC. So the first question for you, why ALC?
Well, right now, everything related to language industry, I'm passionate about it. It's like it has become my passion. So I'm trying to learn as much as possible, meet people. I love that.
Learning, networking.
Networking and
getting to know the industry.
Exactly.
So what does your company provide? What kind of services do you do?
OPI, over-the-phone interpretation, via ride, and we also do customer service, retention, sales.
Absolutely, great. Now, the second question is I have for you, and thanks for being so generous with your time and joining me today as well. So I know a lot of things happening back there, so I want to make sure that we're cognizant of time. Is why ALC Montreal?
First time in Montreal.
I know we saw each other the first time in Toronto at the CLIA conference last year, right? And that's where I first met you.
So it's my first time in the ALC event and the first time in Montreal. Last time I went to Gala in Spain.
Yes.
And I love it. And,
did you like it?
Yeah, okay. I love it. So I believe that ALC will be even better.
Even better?
Yes.
And is there any interest in the Canadian market? Are you interested in the Canadian market? And what would be the type of interest to be looking for?
It will be. I believe that Canada is growing really fast because of there's a lot of immigrants.
Yes.
So it's growing really fast, not only French, which is basically the main, and English, but also in other languages.
Oh,
so
great.
It's a good market to...
So we wish you best of luck in today's event and tomorrow, I guess. And I hope whatever you're looking for is successful.
Awesome.
And welcome to Canada. Welcome to Montreal.
Thank you
Canadian,
so much.
I'd love to welcome you here. And I hope your trip to Canada is successful and worthwhile.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining me.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate
it. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Robin Ayoub again from the Localization Fireside Chat, and welcome to another guest we have on the channel today as well. We're collecting these conversations throughout the day today at ALC Summit in Montreal. And today I have the honor and privilege another guest, important guest to be with me today, Peter Madahian. Peter is the current president of CLIA. And I'm going to ask Peter to introduce himself, and we have a few questions for you regarding the summit,
okay.
If you don't mind introducing yourself.
No, not at all. Thank you, Robin. My name is Peter Madahian. I'm with Exacta Interpreting. I'm the general manager there, and I'm the current president of the Canadian Language Industry Association, or what we affectionately call CLIA. It's been a roller coaster of a year. A lot of things are happening, a lot of events, a lot of news and discussions about technology and risks.
And we're talking about cooperation between CLIA and ALC.
That's right,
and we've talked about it for many years now.
That's right.
And it seems like now it's coming to fruition in terms of, coming together, and hence ALC Montreal.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah. I find enriching to be a part of another language association gathering, because we they've shown us nothing but great community and spirit to include us and
Absolutely.
Engage with us. And we're very happy
to
be there. I feel like we can learn from them. We can see how they do some things and how we can do some things differently. And maybe at the same time, teach them a little bit about what we do and how we do things. And I think it's a great, great opportunity to sort of exchange that information.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so what do you hope to achieve? What are you hoping to achieve from ALC Summit in Montreal during the next couple of days?
Yeah, well, our first goal was to welcome them to Canada. I mean, this is in Montreal, so we wanted to make sure that, we give a nice warm welcome to them.
Yeah.
And really to sort of understand more how they are, how they see the world. As we know, there's a lot of challenges with technology, risks with financial situations, with volatile world order, and it's good to have other people's input and what they're seeing on their side, and how we mirror some of that and how we differ in some of that.
Yep.
So I think it's all about exchanging information and sort of learning from them, and being more active and teaching our members and informing them about what is happening and what others are seeing.
And beside your role at CLIA, I know you manage another company called Exacta.
Yes.
So would you mind telling us a little bit?
Yeah, no problem. So Exacta is an interpreting company. We provide interpreting and translation services, but primarily interpreting. We're primarily for community-based interpreting. So we do in-person appointments across Canada for the government, for enterprises, healthcare sector. So community interpreting is very important. I mean, I'm passionate about it. It's important to me. I feel like it's an area of the language services that's not, has not been represented well in the past. And we'd like to change that.
Oh, absolutely. And, I don't want to take too much of your time. It's the first thank you for joining me.
Oh, not at all. It's always my pleasure, Robin, to have a chat with you.
Take some time together and chat a little bit. And it's always good to see you as well. And I know we live in the same city, but we travel outside the city to see each other.
That's right.
That's another discussion for another day. But thanks again for being part of this conversation. Any final thoughts for those who don't know about ALC or CLIA?
Yeah. If you're in the language industry, I think you should check out either ALC or CLIA. If you're in Canada, definitely check us out. I think you'll find a lot of friends, a lot of people who are on your side, and a community that you can really network with and engage with.
And for the audience, I really want to emphasize the fact that CLIA is looking for board members, volunteers. If you want to get involved, if you're passionate about languages and the language industry in general, or the technology that revolves around the language industry, I highly encourage you to check out CLIA website and look us up and engage by contacting me or Peter.
Absolutely.
I would love to connect with you and join a community that's really passionate about the language industry. We'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Peter. Appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. Thanks so much. Hi, everybody. This is Robin Ayoub again from the Localization Fireside Chat, and I have another victim for the podcast with me, my good friend Sultan. And Sultan and I go back now quite a number of years.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, and a good friend, good personal friend, and good business colleague. I really appreciate the relationship we've had over the years.
Thank you.
And today, Sultan, we're asking people to come into the podcast, introduce themselves, tell us a little bit about themselves, and tell us a little bit about their companies. If you don't mind introducing yourself to the audience, it'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Sultan Ghaznawi. I am the president of Hybrid Links. It's a language services company based in Toronto, Canada. So like Robin, we're both Canadians. And I am also a board member for the Association of Language Companies, ALC. And the conference happening in Montreal, I am proud to be here with our fellow Canadians, Robin being a leader in this space. And it's always good to learn. It's always good to be here and get to meet people.
Absolutely. And you've been involved with the ALC Association for a number of years now.
Yes.
And we were talking last night. You spoke very positively about the association, which is amazing. From what I'm hearing from you, the activities and what ALC is involved in and the contribution.
Absolutely.
That ALC is doing for the industry as well. So kudos to you as a board member.
Thank you.
Kudos to ALC. And at the same time, if you don't mind, why do you attend ALC events in general? What is the draw? And what have you seen in terms of benefits?
I think it has more to do with an approach for grassroots. So when you come to ALC, there is less structure and less fluff, if you will, compared to other conferences where it's more salesy. There's a lot of content that's being discussed that doesn't have any real world value. In some cases, it's strategic for a certain type of sector or segment. But ALC seems to be the actual change makers in our industry, and they have demonstrated that time and again, and in terms of the value for their membership, in terms of the value for the organizations that actually take part in it, they see tangible value as a result of that. So what they do, for example, is things such as advocacy in the U.S., and they want to make it easier for their members to do business with the government, business with each other, business with the enterprise, private sector, and so forth. And the reason why I am in Montreal, obviously, I'm a board member. I have to be.
and part of the job.
Part of the job. And secondly, there's a lot happening in the industry that I have to learn about and keep abreast of. There's a lot of innovative companies attending
this organization, and they are unlike many other associations like we have globally, where things are very restricted. It's walled garden, right? Like not many people are open to share. Here it's kind of, you know, you feel that fraternity, that brotherhood, less structured, less formal, and as a result, you get a lot done.
Correct. And you know, one of the observations I've scanned through for the past few hours that I've been here since last night is that the attendees tend to be, it's impressive as well. Not just the what I would call, you know, I'm not saying this in any disrespectful way at all. You know, legacy companies that have been around for a while. It's also innovative companies.
Absolutely.
Companies that are just starting. Somebody got a brand new idea. They go to associations such as ALC to test the water, to understand the industry, to get to learn what's the opportunity look like and who do I talk to, which is great because otherwise, you know, it's a venue.
Right.
Otherwise, you got to do a lot of work before you get here.
Yeah, absolutely. And ALC is that type of an organization that goes to members and says, what can I do for you?
Yeah,
as opposed to, you're a member, you have to do these things. So, for example, I'm now working with ALC's sustainability efforts. So
yep.
We're trying to make a difference in the world with, you know, how climate change is an impending disaster about to happen, and what we can do as an industry, how we can change the, you know, have the thought leadership in place.
Yep.
And that's what makes this organization different than others, where we are open and we evolve and we change with the times.
Absolutely.
I think that's a key thing to remember.
So all associations should follow example, I guess.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm understanding from this event for the past couple of days here. I don't want to take too much of your time. First, thank you for joining me.
And
it's meant for a short conversation.
It's always a pleasure, Owen. It's always a pleasure, for sure.
And just to make sure that we're, you know, amplifying the voices as, you know, I do my job, I do my contribution. It doesn't mean, you know, the end-all, be-all, but it's another voice added to
Absolutely.
The industry as well. So
Absolutely.
Thanks again for joining me. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
I appreciate
it. I wish you the best of luck.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime.
This is me, Robin Ayoub, again from the Localization Fireside Chat, and welcome. I have another guest with me who's a good friend of mine, good friend of the channel, Mr. Paul Penzo. Paul and I, we go back so many years
yes.
from a company called All Languages. Paul is based in Toronto. So I'm not going to steal his thunder, and we're here at the ALC Summit in Montreal 2024, and Paul is attending the summit. So I'm going to ask Paul to introduce himself, if you don't mind. Welcome to the channel.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Robin. My name is Paul Penzo. I'm the CEO of All Languages. We are a multilingual translation and interpreting company. We're basically equally sort of balanced in terms of our expertise on both sides. We were founded in the early 70s when innovation was sort of a new thing. and now we're continually here. So and it's always great to meet and grow with fellow colleagues. It's
absolutely
a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, I'm asking people here at ALC Montreal is, one is, Paul, why ALC in general? Why do you think ALC is important for the industry, for Canada, for you personally?
Okay.
Any angle you can hit on this, you don't have to hit all of them.
Well, the biggest one for me is I think that it's an American Language Company Association, and really it's very similar to CLIA, with the exception of the U.S. has a much larger market. So with that comes more collaboration and more learnings from your peers in a non-competitive environment. I think it's great.
Absolutely. And so does ALC Montreal, like, I mean, ALC has conferences every year and they host them in different cities.
Yes.
And this year, I think it's the first time that I know about, maybe my memory's fading here, that ALC came to Canada to do a conference specifically in Montreal. Is that has any significance or importance in your mind?
I think it made it easy for me to decide to come.
Closeness?
It's closeness.
Yeah.
It's, it's getting together with people such as yourself that I know well and have grown over decades with. And yeah, I think the proximity and just getting me back into attending conferences, I think, is big because I've been primarily focused on Canada lately and on our business and growing it. So coming in and growing and learning from the world's best is great.
Anything in the agenda that you've seen that it piques your interest, you say, I must see this particular item, or no?
Most of the things that are interesting me right now are obviously the AI-related things and the tech, because things are changing so quickly in our world. And I think as an LSP, it's very, very important to know what's happening from the best in the world.
Absolutely.
North America.
I guess AI is on everybody's mind. It's been on everybody's mind for the past couple of years, but accelerating now.
And, you know, I wish you the best of luck. I hope whatever you're looking for at the ALC Summit in Montreal comes to fruition, obviously. I wish you nothing but success to you and to your company. And I want to thank you for taking the time and being with me on this short conversation. I'm hoping that I can book you in for another longer, broader conversation, more like 40, 45 minutes conversation. We'll do that some other time.
That's
but thanks again, Paul. Right. Always a pleasure
thank
to see you. You're a good friend and a brother. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Robin Ayoub from the Localization Fireside Chat, and we have another guest at the ALC Summit Montreal today, Michael Edmiston. And Michael is joining me to introduce himself, tell me a little bit about his company, and also talk a little bit why ALC and why ALC Montreal. So, Michael, welcome to the channel. Welcome to
the
podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just met Michael, by the way. It's all brand new to me and him, by the way. Just a brand new experience. So, yeah. Michael, if you don't mind telling the audience about yourself and the company you work for.
Yeah, I work for Aquila Interpreting and Translation LLC. We are based out of Albany, New York. We service about 175 mostly rare and less diffuse languages. Really foremost African-centric, but really any rare language is what we've niched in. And I actually work for my wife and CEO, Diambo Mutite. She's originally from DR Congo. She's an Asylee and now fully immigrated U.S. citizen. And I've been working for about 2 years.
Excellent. And Michael, why? How you've been a member for ALC for a long time?
She just joined like about a year and a half ago, 2 years.
So why ALC? What drove you to become a member?
So, I mean, she connected with someone and was like, do you know about ALC? And she realized, okay, it was, how do you know what you don't know? And, there's when you're working on your own, you can only go so far before you really need some help. And there's times where just unless you're in a industry rich group, there's no way to get the answers. And so it's been great for her. This is my first summit conference, and she was like, you've got to come because you need to be part of this space because you're in a place. So
absolutely,
I was like, yeah, well, of
course.
But it was like, you know, to meet the people, to meet the faces that she's been telling me about for a couple of years. Actually, you were one of them. And so she was like, you've got to meet. And so I was like, all right, let's do it. And, you know, obviously it's, what, 4-hour drive? And
absolutely. Like, it's not that far.
No, it's
just
really
around
not.
The corner.
But the way she described this organization was really, it's like a community, it's a family. You know, everybody has their own companies, but there's a sense of, as long as we are being careful about it, there's certain things we don't talk about, right? But they're like, everybody wants us as a group to succeed. And so because of that, you could ask some things that in maybe another industry people would be more rigid about.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And I found it very beautiful the way she's described people. And now that I'm meeting people, I'm like,
of course.
I love that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Is this your first time in Montreal?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, not Montreal, because we have my sister-in-law lives here.
Oh,
and so
okay.
We come up probably 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
And her mom's actually here visiting and goes back, I think, next month.
Of course.
She still lives in Congo, too. So when it starts getting cold, she's like, nope.
She's got to go back home.
She's like, I don't do snow.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so we've only been with the conference here for a few hours.
Yeah.
What's your impression so far from Montreal? Would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. But people are so approachable, and I am... there's a reason why I've worked remote for 20 years. Like, I'm not someone who loves large groups, but this has been more like it's about 180 people, but it doesn't feel like 180 people because you have so many different rooms, and it has a more of a
family. Like, almost. Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody knows everybody.
And they're sort of
everybody's welcoming.
Yeah, And so I felt like it's, you have a chance to be like, oh yeah, I saw you on the elevator, and what was your name again? And
yeah.
What do you do, and how long you've been doing this? And there's so many, like, I'm an IT person by trade, and so, you know, there's language teachers, there's organizations that serve language services. So there's always someone interesting to talk to, and
of course.
I'm just here.
And by the way, to the audience, Michael and I have something in common called IT business previous life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And for those who probably, I keep saying it on this channel, for those who know me or don't know me, you know, I started as an IT person. I was a technologist. Complete accident, I came across this industry. I was on a flight from Washington to Toronto. The individual sat beside me on the plane, owned a company that's 21 years ago. Owned a company in the industry. There was no something called industry at the time.
No.
It was just, you do translation, which at the time, I'm a technologist, it didn't dawn on me it was a language translation.
Right.
It was like IP address translation.
Right.
So you have like a company that manufacture, you know, network address translation devices, not we used to call them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So no, he said, no, we do languages. 2 hours later, and many gins later.
Right.
convinced me to come and work for him. So, you know, long story short, here we are.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for being such a good sport. Thanks for joining me.
It's so good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And all the best to you and to your wife on the endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.